What's up, my shitters? I'm Edward from the Am I Cancelled podcast, and the results are in. Coming in with 44.4% of the vote, it's drumroll. Hardy Gin and Juice. What? Red? All is right with the world again because you lose. Because with 55.6% of the vote, Teresa wins because Rizzy Myers, California Love, is the shittiest song of the week. On with the show. You're me.
Shitty Song of the Week, your home for smooth jams and fire rhymes. 34 degrees, 10 minutes after the hour. I talked it up.
You're making me hard right now.
Because it's so bad.
It's obnoxious.
So very annoying.
Unlistenable.
That's bad. That's really bad.
That was so bad.
For the love of God, why the fuck are you listening to Shitty Song of the Week?
Hello, all you silly shitheads, and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week. I'm your host, Red. Joining me this evening, back by popular demand, it is Teresa.
What is up, everybody? Whoop, whoop.
Before we get started, make sure to go over to shittysong.show, where you'll find links to the social media, the Patreon, the voters poll, and everything else Shitty Song of the Week related. Join the Shitty Song of the Week Discord server to submit song suggestions, chat about the show, and just hang out. Discord link will be in the show notes.
Yes, it's a fun time. Come join us.
That's a mouthful. That's a mouthful.
That's what she said.
Teresa, we've got a very special guest in the house tonight.
Yes, we do.
The man, the myth, the legend, the man that thinks that four left-hand turns at 200 miles an hour is quality entertainment. The only man I've ever known to pull a gun on his own laptop. It is Pepper from the History Buffs podcast.
Welcome, Pepper.
Yo, what's up? Fuck Chase Elliott.
How you doing this evening, Pepper?
Glad to have you back.
Doing great.
Hell yeah. Yeah, welcome back.
Absolutely. It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
What has it been? Shitty Song of the Year?
Yeah, the last one. Or not.
Yeah.
Two years ago.
Wow. I think.
Did you guys think I was mad at you?
Well, no, you just kind of like bounced off the internet for a little while, didn't you? Or like didn't do anything for a while. You just disappeared for a hot minute, didn't you?
No. I thought you guys were mad at me.
No, I'm not mad at you. I love you, Pepper. What are you talking about?
Yeah, this is why you should talk to people, you know?
Right.
Get the real story.
Just a miscommunication, I guess.
Huh? No one's mad at anyone.
Awkward.
No, not yet. After the end of tonight, we'll see.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. So what's on the agenda tonight, Teresa? I think we had a miscommunication before the show. Like, the normal rules are when we invite people on the show, they normally get to pick the genre and whatever song they choose from that
Correct.
Genre.
Correct. But when said guest asked, hey, do you have a genre in mind? And they put the ball back in my court. Of course, I'm going to think of something that hasn't been done in ever. So we are going to go over some ska.
Why ska?
Why not ska? We haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah. Well, I asked specifically. I was like, is there anything that you guys haven't covered? Because, I mean, you guys do mumble rap a lot. You guys do shitty metal a fair bit. There's a lot of like well-tread paths in the shitty song of the week universe. And, you know, every once in a while, you need to take a right turn and not know where the fuck you're going, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And figure it out. And ska, it fits all the criteria. Ska itself is terrible. Ska is when theater kids and band kids get together and create an abomination. That is what ska is.
Exactly.
I guess we'll get into it later, but I had a very interesting strategy for choosing my song, and I think it's extremely effective, and I can't wait to see. Well, I was about to say I can't wait to hear what you guys have, so it will be over and I'll never have to listen to it again.
Exactly. That is my sentiment to a T for this episode. I can't wait for it to be over.
Yeah, I'm a fan of punk rock. I love punk rock.
Sure.
But I never got into ska. Like, I only dipped my toes in the ska water with, like, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. And that's about as far as it went. Like, I never got into it. There's a couple out there that I listen to every now and then just for shits and gigs and nostalgic purposes or whatever. But, like, Real Big Fish I listen to sometimes. But it never stuck. Like, it's just a pointless genre of music. Horns don't belong in punk rock, and punk rock doesn't belong in horns, you know?
And the problem is, and there's just, like,
it's that, and it's that simple.
Yeah. And there's a culture around ska that's just god awful and terrible. Like I said, if look up a video of ska being played live, it's fucking theater kids with brass instruments. That's all it fucking is. And there's nothing worse than a theater kid. Ask fucking Abraham Lincoln.
I think that's a direct quote, actually.
So I guess we're going first like we normally do.
Yeah, we can.
All right, well, full disclosure, Teresa told me it was going to be ska. And my first thought, I was like, why the fuck did Pepper pick ska? the last time he came on, it was metal or whatever. You know what I mean? Because that's his wheelhouse. So that's normally what he does, you know? Why the fuck did he pick ska? And I don't like digging for ska music because I hate it, right? It's not my favorite genre of music. So I let Teresa handle this one. I was like, whatever, Tracy. She picked a couple, like, it was like, eh, whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she landed on one, and I just let her deal with this. I'm gonna let Teresa handle.
That's how bad Scott is. Nobody even wants to listen to it, like, sarcastically or as a joke to, like, find a bad one. Like, I meant to find a song weeks ago, but every time I started to get motivated to do it, I'm like, I'm gonna have to listen to ska for at least like 2 minutes. Fuck that, dude. Like, I have so many, like, literally everything you could do is better than listening to ska. I'd rather, like, watch, like, my family get murdered than listen to fucking ska. It's terrible.
Like, the closest thing that I come to listening to ska, and this is probably blasphemous for me to even say this, but the closest thing that I come to, you know, as far as listening to ska, is Me First in the Gimme Gimmes. And it's not really ska, but it has that ska undertone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's all just punk covers of, you know, popular songs, but it still has that ska undertone. I don't consider
I played them
Me
at
First.
My wedding.
Oh, yeah, dude. I love me. Anything that they do is fucking phenomenal. So that's my only really true exposure to ska, if you want to call it that. Like I say, I've dipped my toes in the water with, you know, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Real Big Fish, and a couple of the other ones. But it never stuck because it just doesn't belong together. It's two tastes that don't go well together. And I think mainstream, I know the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones are mainstream. Real Big Fish is mainstream. But
are
the
they,
one
though?
That sticks out the most. And I would say so. I mean, when I was growing up, when I was in high school, Real Big Fish and the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones were the shit.
Yeah, they had
they were super popular.
They had their time and place in, like, the late 90s.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you guys are a little bit older than me.
Sublime happens to be my favorite band of all time, and they have a reggae ska sound, right? And I love Sublime. It's my favorite band of all time. But the only other band that I know that went mainstream that really done something that's kind of, let's see, not kind of, but made ska more mainstream than any of them was No Doubt.
Yep.
And they were probably the most mainstream version of ska when I was coming up and in high school. No Doubt was the top tier of that.
They had
and
horns?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
All right. Good to know.
So the song that we have is not anything that you've heard on the radio. Teresa got a deep cut.
Yes.
Off of, what is this? This is like the first No Doubt album,
yes,
right?
Yes, this is off of their self-titled debut from 1992 called No Doubt.
Yeah, self-titled. Yes. That's, you know, But the song is called Ache Pepper. And the only thing I know about this is it sucks. I let Teresa handle this one, so I'm going to let Teresa explain this one and give you the rundown on it, because I know fuck all about it, that other than it came from No Doubt and it sucks. So, Teresa, take it away.
Like I said, it came off their debut album in 1992 that's self-titled, and this, for all intents and purposes, for a debut mainstream album, this tanked. The only song that got them any notoriety off of it was a song called Trapped in the Box, which I'm sure everyone's heard at this point in life. If you haven't, avoid it.
No, we brought it to the show. I think Brandon brought it.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this song, it wasn't even written by Gwen Stefani. It was written by her brother, Eric Stefani, who...
of course.
Yeah, exactly. And this song it's not about heartbreak. It's not about, you know, anything in that or genre. That it's about having a toothache and going to see the dentist.
That's very ska.
Yes. It's very dumb.
It's very ska.
And so, yeah.
That's my biggest gripe with ska is just the general attitude and the culture. That's my biggest gripe. Why? Because there's people, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. It's just fucking gay.
I was getting ready to ask you, give me an example of the ska culture and attitude and vibe and all that you're talking about.
The way they dress, the way they look, the way they act.
Yeah.
The way they, just everything skanking. About them. They're just terrible. They're fucking, if I become emperor of the United States, I'm rounding up three groups of people. Okay. Number one, Jeep Wrangler owners, specifically the ones with ducks.
Fair.
In a camp. Two, ska dorks. Fair. In a camp. Separate camp, obviously can't mix those two. God, could you imagine the atrocities that would happen if you let Jeep owners and ska kids get together and make an album?
Oh my God.
Dude, it would put this show out of business.
So wait, what's number three?
I didn't have a third group. I expected to come up with one in the time I was talking. Couldn't think of one that wasn't just real bad to say. So I'm just going to leave the third one to your imagination, audience.
Fill in the blank.
You fill in the blank. I don't have to do all the fucking work. So, Eric Stefani, is he in the band?
He was in the band up until Tragic Kingdom came out. He left because he was actually a head animator for The Simpsons and for Ren and Stimpy. So, he wanted to...
Holy shit.
Yeah. So, he actually wanted to focus more on his animation career than get into music. But...
Wait. Hold on. Let's back up for a second.
Okay.
I mean, we've got a co-host of the History Buffs podcast on the show, so I'd like to dig into this for just a second. So you're telling me that...
You're telling me?
that Gwen Stefani's brother was the head animator for Ren and Stimpy and The Simpsons?
He was one of the head animators.
Still?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yep.
Small fucking world.
I know.
Right.
And yeah, he enjoyed doing music, but he had more of a passion in animation. And of course, during that time, that's when The Simpsons were hot and that's when Ren and Stimpy was hot.
Yeah.
So why not?
I'm sure his wallet also had a passion for animation too.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? Because yeah, like I said, that this album did not do well at all. I think it charted at 196 on U.S. Billboard charts. And that was about it.
Okay. This album cover has a very Ren and Stimpy vibe as well.
It does. I think he did do the logo, if I remember right.
You know, it all makes sense now, Pepper, that you it all makes sense now, Pepper, that you mentioned that, because I've seen this logo a million times in my life and I never put it together until now. It looks like what's the Courage the Cowardly Dog animation or Ren and Stimpy or something like that. Yeah, for sure. Wow. Okay. Huh. So I guess we're going to go ahead and get started here then, right?
Let's get into it.
All right. All right, here we go. No Doubt and Ache.
All right.
You know what I hate about ska music, Pepper?
Everything.
The upstroke. The upstroke.
Yeah, you're right. That is the worst part. If I had to nitpick, I would say the upstroke, which is the whole thing, by the way, is absolutely the worst part.
Right.
And, you know, the upstroke in reggae, it totally makes sense. Like, it's a part of the rhythm. In reggae and ska, for some reason, it's just fucking annoying. And I don't know why. Ska is something I can't put my finger on it, but if I could put my finger on it, I would mash it hard as fuck and just pop it like a little pimple.
Yeah, if I could put my finger on it, it would be that upstroke. I would pop the upstroke like a pimple because it just fucking annoys the shit out of me. The second thing that annoys me, not about ska, but about this song, is her fucking voice.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
I used to love No Doubt. I had the worst fucking crush on this woman whenever No Doubt hit the scene with Tragic Kingdom, right? She was hot, and her voice was all like, and my 17-year-old brain was all like sexy and stuff. But whenever I started doing this show, that all changed.
Whenever you actually got
like her fucking, yes. Yeah. Wait a minute, no, but I got pussy way before this show started.
Wink.
Yeah.
Well,
he does have the receipts. He has, like, children, like, well past high school, right?
That is true.
Her voice is fucking annoying.
Well, it sounds like a bleeding goat. Like,
the longer it goes on, the worse it gets.
Well, and I don't like, because she's trying to replicate that 1950s or, like, 40s, like, ew, like, I was calling it ooh-ooh lyrics, because that's what it sounds like. Like she's supposed to be saying ow, 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 but she's going ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
And oh, God. And that's always been her thing.
We're only 30 seconds in. Maybe it gets way better. We're, you know.
Always the optimist.
Let's explore it.
Even if it got better, the upstroke is still there. So.
True. What was feeling?
I don't like the unnecessary drum fill either. That's obnoxious too.
You know, I will say something positive about ska. Okay?
Floor is yours.
Bass guitar? If you're a badass bass guitarist and you want to just find a place to shine and just rip, fucking get in a ska band. It's the only thing carrying any of the music. Like, it's the only redeeming quality. Usually their bass tones are very bad, but the actual, like, you know, playing is pretty good.
Yeah, most of it is all stand up bass. When you watch ska live, it's all stand up bass. And
in the punky stuff, it is. But like, I imagine this dude is playing like a P bass or something like that.
Yeah.
In this, I'm just saying, like, normally, like you're talking about in like ska punk or whatever, it's normally an upright bass, and that's where that's
you fuck with
bass tone.
Gutter Ghouls.
No.
Doesn't sound familiar.
It's one of those like weird like. I don't know. They do like upright bass.
Because that seems hot. Like more of a rockabilly thing, doing like the,
No, that's
doing
what
the upright
is.
Bass.
Yeah, like
yeah.
Yeah, like Tiger Army and shit like that. I watched a band one time. They were called the Shack Shakers, and they were strictly ska. It wasn't a punk band. They had the flashy clothes and the fucking boiler hats and the fucking shoes and all that shit. And dude played an upright bass. Like he would climb on it, stand on it, and do tricks off of it and spin it around and shit. But it wasn't rockabilly, and it wasn't
like
punk ska. It was just
shit.
Because it's ska. That's what they do.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, why you gotta do all this shit? Just play a goddamn song, dude.
Well, it's just too busy. It's too much going on. Like, if you want to be punk, be punk. If you want to be a horn band, be a horn band. That, like Red said, the two do not mix.
What was the band that I brought? What was the ska band that I brought? Whenever Brandon was around, it was, what the fuck was the name of that band? I can't remember.
Oh, that.
Anyway, there was like 12 people in this fucking band. And it's just, in studio recording, there was way too much going on and too many layers, and you couldn't really get, you know, the effect of the song because it was so many different instruments going on at the same time. This isn't quite like that, but the upstroke and the fucking horns and her voice together just are fucking nails on a chalkboard, man. It's aggravating.
Yeah. It's almost like they already have a band and they're like, "Well, I mean, Jeff wants to be in the band, okay?" And they're like, "Can Jeff play guitar?" Nope. Can Jeff play bass or anything? Nope. But he was in high school band, and he's pretty nasty on the trombone. Yeah. So I say we give him a chance. And then Jeff comes in, and then Jeff's like, "Hey, I got a friend who fucking plays fucking trumpet or some shit." And they're like, "All right, is he cool? Fucking get his ass in here, dude." And then it just keeps going, and that's how you get the whole brass thing. Because one fucking theater kid comes in and just ruins music forever. That's what it is.
"Hey guys, this is Greg. He plays the slide trombone."
Who plays French
horn?
You
have Eric Stefani, who is like, "Well, he's my brother. He kind of has to be here, and he just so he's my ride, and he also plays trombone, and he's also the lead animator of the fucking Simpsons for some reason."
Right.
It is. It's too much, and I mean, it's not unknown. I'm not a huge punk fan. I can tolerate some of it, but ska, I just can't. And I made mention too that it's like it was easy, but it was hard finding a song because it all sounds the fucking same. Like at every vocal or at every like break in the verses, you're guaranteed that there's going to be horns going off. Yes.
Solo.
Well, the solo was for and it's just obnoxious. It's so obnoxious. And I just want to get this over with.
Yeah, we're only a minute in, guys.
Real quick, I think I have you guys beat. Like, this is pretty bad, but I don't know if y'all are prepared for the absolute fucking heat that I brought. So we'll see.
All right, we'll see. Here we go. "Educated man, had a degree.
Yeah.
fucking guitar that. God almighty. Woo.
Real quick, though, I don't know if we have the technology, but if we could just isolate the drums and the bass, this is really good. If you'd pay attention to everything else and just focus on drums and bass, this song fucking slaps.
No, I can't stop focusing on, like, the horror music that's in the background that's driving me fucking nuts right now. Like,
I didn't
hear
any of that. I locked into drums and bass, and I'm like, I was enjoying that.
See, you found your happy place. I'm in hell right now, because that's all I can hear is the
I did the disconnectment, the disconnecting trauma thing.
Yeah.
Where, like, I'm outside my body, like, watching myself get raped.
Yeah, Pepper's disassociating right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that fucking that quick fucking pick flick or whatever the hell that guy's doing is that. I think that's what you're hearing, because it sounds like that.
No, this is a keyboard, definitely. Like, they're hitting the highest pitch on a keyboard. You'll hear it coming back.
See, the drums, to me, Pepper talking about the bass and the drums are the best part. I think the drums are too much. The fucking unnecessary drum fills in between everything is just too much. Just
if you listen to the bass, it fits with the bass. But here's the thing. Drum and bass are doing their own fucking thing. Like, they're grooving, they're hanging out, having a good time. Everybody else in the band is just on, like, a retarded fucking, like, do as much as possible spree, and they're all, like, fighting for attention, and the drummer and the bass player are just like, yo, dude, we're locked in, this is great. And, like, I imagine, like, they probably have fucking, like, earmuffs on, not even listening to these guys, they're just grooving the fuck out. And then you got all these theater dorks in the corner with guitars and fucking horns and microphones and shit, just battling for attention. And then drummer and bass player are like, dude, I'm so fucking high right now. Dude, this is incredible. We're locked in, dude.
See, I think the drums are too much, but I guess to each their own. All right.
Lock in on the bass, dude. Lock in on the bass for this next. It seems like we're going about 30 minutes or 30 seconds at a time. So just lock in on the – just tune everything else out. Lock in on the bass and enjoy.
All right, see. Here's the thing, though. I don't mean to clock them in at 30 seconds every time, but I can only take this shit in small doses, Pepper.
I know.
I can only.
We did a minute last time.
You have to do it. This is about how my song searching went. It was like 30 seconds of a song. I was like, nope, tapping out, brother.
I'm not doing it on purpose. I swear to God. I small doses, man. This shit gets on my nerves. All right, here we go. I'll try to make a long clip out of this one.
It's like Mercury.
But it's taking forever for that 30 seconds. It doesn't feel like 30 seconds.
It is.
It feels like 45 seconds or a minute. All right, here we go. Here we go. I'm running off with my teeth. My money also left me. Yes, he made up the bill I was wanting. The pain is tremendous. Where the hell is my prescription of cocaine?
Oh my God.
Okay, Pepper, that bass player is working overtime, dude.
Oh yeah. His time card is filled the fuck up, dude. So that was I enjoyed that little solo right there, but coming out of that solo when Gwen came back in, it was like, ooh, I would have let him go in at least another bar, and maybe you shut the fuck up a little bit.
Right, yeah. I didn't like the horn part of that solo.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that was over the bass. I didn't care for that. But dude is working overtime on the fucking bass for sure. Oh,
yeah.
I still don't like the drums. I still think it's too much, but the bass player is probably the star of this fucking show right here.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to focus in on that too, and I heard more of the bass, and I focused in on that, and I can dig that.
And then,
like you said, Pepper, that once Gwen came in, it's just like car crash. It's like, no. Like,
somebody stabbed a weasel in the stomach. It's like, God damn.
Well, and her vocals, like, she gets all these accolades for being such this great singer. She wasn't a great singer now. She wasn't a great singer then, because it's just this weird warble she has in her voice, and I can't stand it. It sounds awful.
It's like a female version of Post Malone and that goat thing he does.
Yes.
With a nasally undertone kind of thing in the background a little bit.
Yeah, and it's just unpleasing to my ears, and she can't sing.
Yeah, see, when I was 17 and full of young spunk, it was hot for some reason. But now, the older I get and the more that I do this show, the worse it grates on the fucking chalkboard of my mind, dude. Like, it's fucking awful.
I feel like Lana Del Rey is my Gwen Stefani for you.
Right, yeah.
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 Lana Del Rey's, just retarded hot. And I can't tell you why. I mean, obviously, she's hot. Like, obviously, she's a fucking hot woman, but she's more than that. She's like a mystically hot lady, and I can't tell you why, but I can show you a song and be like, this, like, listen to this and tell me you don't get hard as fuck. And I can't tell you why. She's magical. It's just what it is.
Yeah.
But Lana Del Rey.
Yeah,
Summertime Sadness is a great song.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like what's that?
And it works on
Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, the chick from Florence and the Machine is fucking the same way.
Like, I think Lana Del Rey,
and, you know,
if anybody is like a legitimate like witch who has like actual magic, I think it's Lana Del Rey. If I had to guess.
All right. Okay.
And she worked at Waffle House for a little bit.
Well,
just for funsies.
Yeah, that was for funsies. I have my issues. You know, don't cosplay as my people. You know?
Yeah.
You're from fucking New York. You know, maybe shut the fuck up, you know.
But she looks like she should be working in a Waffle House.
This man said don't cosplay as my people.
I violently disagree. Have you ever been to a Waffle House?
No.
Okay.
But that picture that they showed her, it's just like, she looks like a fun, sassy Waffle House waitress.
Red, you and I don't want to cast aspersions, but you go to Waffle House at least once a week. Does Lana Del Rey look like a Waffle House employee?
No, she does not.
She does not.
Okay, so to a Midwesterner who's never been to a Waffle House, that's what I have envisioned in my head, is somebody like Lana Del Rey.
Could you imagine how awesome Waffle House would be if it was just full of Lana Del Rey?
Oh my God.
Dude.
I would be at Waffle House every day.
Brother, there's a million Waffle Houses.
Right up front at the bar.
There's a million Waffle Houses in the South. If Lana Del Rey worked at every single one, there would be 100 million. Because you get, it's like Waffle House and Hooters all in one. I mean, what a fantasy. Wow. I wish I could hack Earth and make that a thing. Just like go into the Earth code and be like, from now on, all Waffle House employees are level Lana Del Rey, and then just hit enter on that and watch the world change. It might for real, it might create world peace. Like, Israel and Palestine might be like, you know what? I don't even remember what we're talking about, dude. Like, let's go to Waffle House.
Have you been to Waffle House lately? Fuck this.
Dude, Their food gives you instant diarrhea, but holy shit, dude, their waitresses are so goddamn hot, and I can't even tell you why, dude.
Yeah, you get boner diarrhea.
Sucks. They have the worst Coke of any restaurant of all time, but goddamn, their waitresses are hot as shit.
Okay, China, I've never been to a Waffle China House.
China would be like, yo, Japan, man, we was thinking about it. That whole rape a Nanking shit, don't even worry about it, dude. Let's just go to Waffle House, dude.
Have you been to Waffle House lately?
Have you been to Waffle House? Could you imagine a Waffle House in Japan? And then just like Lana Del Rey's in Japan serving fucking hash browns? God damn.
Wow.
God damn. Chinese Waffle House? Whoa, Chinese Waffle House real quick, though? That sounds pretty good.
That would be pretty nice.
In a multiverse of all the multiverses, there's a universe where Lana Del Rey works at Waffle House.
Yep, I'm gonna jerk off to that tonight for sure.
Wow,
glad I could help.
Finish this goddamn song.
Let's come back down to earth for a minute and get done with this fucking No Doubt song.
I'm gonna pee during the rest of the song because I mean, there's no way it's gonna get any better or worse.
God, that was the longest 46 seconds of my fucking life.
I can't get over the... So she's literally telling you a fucking story.
Yeah.
About getting her fucking wisdom teeth.
Yes, it starts off her...
And I feel better and woo-wee and yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's literally from start to end. She wakes up with a toothache. She goes, ow, ow, ow. She goes to see the dentist. He puts her under, takes care of the tooth. She's in pain. And then they give her the medicine. And now she's all happy because she's not in pain anymore because she's got her pain meds and she's got the tooth taken out.
So you're saying, though, that she didn't even write this song,
No, her
right?
brother did.
So this is his wisdom tooth experience.
Yes. For all we know, Gwen Stefani still has her wisdom teeth.
He's just a big fan of opiates.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Maybe he had a pill addiction. I mean, that would explain Ren and Stimpy.
Look into it.
Yeah, maybe.
Eric Stefani deep dive.
All right, so here's the thing, Teresa. Like, if it hadn't have been for Pepper bringing up the bass line... Like, I'm sold on this being a shitty song. And it still is. It's a terrible fucking song. Yeah. But most of the time when we bring or when guests bring songs, sometimes there's a sliver of a silver lining and there might be a kind of a good part that doesn't make it quite as shitty as it was before and all this. So the bass line, Pepper brought it to my attention. If you just isolate the bass line in that, that's the best part of the song.
It is.
Oh, in my opinion, the drums still sucked. They were way too much. Her voice is obviously way too much. The fucking storyline and the whole premise of the song is dumb as shit. So it fits the criteria, but the silver lining in this song is that bass line. That dude worked overtime and should get a raise if he's still playing with No Doubt.
I don't think that bass player is.
Right. So... Having said all that, I get to pick the next song, damn it, because you kind of, I'm not going to say you fully dropped the ball, but you didn't analyze this song enough, Teresa. I didn't listen to it enough to, and it's partly my fault.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know what Pepper's got, but I feel like
he might have the upper hand, because unless his song has a silver lining, I think he might have this one, unless he drops the ball completely.
Well, okay, let's ask a couple warm-up questions. Hey, Red, how do you feel about Pitbull the rapper?
Pitbull the rapper was just on not too long ago in a feature with Trace Adkins, the country star. Yeah.
How do you feel about Kesha?
Kesha.
Isn't that who it is?
Kesha.
Woke up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. Those were direct quotes from her. That was my Tucker Carlson. Woke up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. You said that. Interesting. Would you like to rebuttal? Kesha?
I mean, you can't really do anything with that.
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere else with that.
Exactly. So, my song is a cover of one of the shittiest hip-hop/club songs of all time, converted to ska. So, my whole strategy going into this was like, ska's bad, all right? Ska loves to do covers of shit.
They do.
They're like, make this ska. So, I found the worst, I mean, there might be worse ones. This was 20 minutes of research. This is the worst one that I found by far. This song alone, this song in its original version is a goddamn abomination. It's terrible. This song, Ska-ified, is even worse. This is your worst fucking nightmare, Red.
Oh, God. So this is a ska cover of a Kesha song.
Well, what it's more. I Kesha think it's more of a Pitbull song. Timber.
Ew.
Oh, wait. Yeah, this is a Pitbull song with Kesha as the feature. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I remember it now.
Yeah, that
it's
song
going
sucks.
Down. We're yelling timber. That shit. Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Oh.
Let's ska.
Great, but so there's going to be a bunch of horns in unnecessary spots.
Yeah. You know what Pitbull needs? Horns.
Yes.
Real quick, Pitbull owns a NASCAR team that does well. Did you know that?
I heard, yeah. Whenever we had the Trace Adkins song, the Where the Country Girl's At, he done a feature on that with him and Luke Bryan. And later on after that episode, Jody informs me that Pitbull has a racing team. He didn't tell me they were doing well, but he did say that they had
a
racing team.
No, he's got a NASCAR team called Trackhouse. He's got Ross Chastain and Daniel Suarez, and they're both race winners. They're pretty fucking good.
Hell yeah. All right, so this is... What's the band name? Is there a band name? What's it?
Party Like It's... I don't know.
Dot, dot, dot.
Is there more to that? I think it might be Party Like It's.
Yeah,
So the band is called Party Like It's... Dot, dot, dot.
So you fill in the blank.
Okay. All right. Number one, that's dumb as fuck.
That's theater kids.
So the finish with that for that would be what's the Prince lyric? Party like it's 1999 or something, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, that's still stupid. All right, so this is, I'm gonna read it out. Timber Pitbull featuring Kesha ska cover by Party Like It's.
Dot dot dot.
Oh my God, I'm gonna hate this so. Dot dot dot. I'm gonna hate this so bad. Fucking upstroke, man.
Are we allowed to speak freely on this podcast still?
Yes.
Yes, please. Please.
The amount of sheer faggotry in this video is unbelievable.
Off the charts.
I highly recommend you, if you want the full effect, watch the video, because it is people like death staring the camera and doing the most embarrassing thing of all time. Like, it is... It is full blown theater kid, just cringe fest. It is god awful terrible. And
Teresa, we dropped the ball so bad. We quit.
You had an input too, goddamn it.
No, wait, I'm not. Wait. I'm not even talking about that. I say we dropped the ball. No, listen to me. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about dropping the ball as far as we used to do video episodes every week, Pepper. And now we're not doing them anymore, and we have the fucking music video of the month right here. Yeah. Real quick, the cinematography in this is fucking terrible.
It's a cell phone, for sure.
It's got Band Kid, like you say, Pepper, wrote all the fuck over it. The dude in the frame right now is wearing either red Vans or red Keds. I'm not real sure.
Yeah. It's a cell phone from 2014, for sure. If I was in charge of torturing prisoners in Abu Ghraib, I would have this on loop with the biggest screen possible.
Yeah, good call.
Oh,
again, the fucking upstroke is killing me.
Roll that beautiful upstroke footage.
All right, here we go. Let's make a night. You won't remember. I'll be the one. You won't forget. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We got a rapping. Oh, god damn it.
So, yeah, he's doing the Pitbull parts. What's the problem, Red?
I forgot about this song, dude. Oh, my
he's
god.
He's doing the Pitbull parts.
The whitest white dude doing the Pitbull parts.
What's the problem? They're all matching in blue. What's the problem?
All right, in the frame before this, I counted at least 9 fucking people in this band.
Okay.
I counted 8.
Oh, so I might have counted one more than the other. Yeah. But holy shit.
To be fair, they all look the same. It's easy to double count them.
Right. What do you mean? Right. What's the problem, you got a guitar. Right? So you got the basic band members. You got the drummer, the bassist, the guitar player, the singer. And then you've got the other guitar player. Yeah, and you've got a sax player. I think there's a trombone in there.
I didn't see a drummer yet.
He's in there, but he's playing air drums. He's in there. Yeah, he's playing air drums right
they
now.
They didn't really spend money on this video, so he's just doing air drums.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Don't like that.
Well, what did you expect, though? Him to have, like, the petticoat on with the fucking Revolutionary War snare on his fucking...
Kinda, yeah.
Real quick.
I would have appreciated that.
For ska?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For ska? Yeah. That would fit it. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
If he was, like, a Civil War drummer.
Right. Yeah. All right.
For those listening, this whole video is just this whole band walking down the street in what looks like... I don't know what city... San Francisco or some shit, but they're all just walking down the street in
a construction zone with no hard hats on. There's a fucking crane in the background and fucking construction stuff around them, and neither of them have
when
hard
you're
hats.
Playing ska, liability
for sure.
When you're playing ska in the street, there's no time for safety. It's not skafety.
Wow.
Wow.
We'll see what OSHA has to say about that, Teresa.
Let's report them.
Yeah, we should. That would be sick as fuck. Yeah, there's a band from 2013 that fucking is fucked up, dude. Can you find their ass?
They're in a construction zone with no hard hats, sir.
Not a steel toe in sight, dude.
No yellow vest, nothing. All right.
Real quick, steel toe Vans would kind of rip, though.
They would. They would. All right, here we go.
All right, let's get this shit.
Oh, man. Happened like Miley Cyrus, clothes off, twerking in the bras and thongs. Face down, booty up. That's the way we like to what? Slicker than an oil spill. Says she won't, but I bet she will. Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down.
Could you imagine driving past this music video being filmed? You have a gun in your car. Okay. Could you imagine stomping down the temptation of just mag dumping this entire That's literally why I don't carry guns in my truck. Because it would just, I wouldn't be able to help myself. I'm like, all these people need to be exterminated from the planet. And I'm the guy to do it today. And it just so happens on a very convenient line and a very convenient tight group, there wouldn't be any collateral damage. You know, just... Well, there's 15 of them, so you need like a giant fucking magazine, which is... And that's probably why Biden fucking outlawed giant magazines, is to keep people from executing sky groups all the time. If...
You're welcome, ska bands.
You're welcome, ska. But that just clicked in my head. That's probably why. Because Biden's a huge ska guy.
I never knew. Oh, God damn. All the pieces are falling into place.
So far, the chick is singing the Kesha parts. The little short, sawed-off Michael J. Fox-looking motherfucker is is singing the Pitbull parts. And you've got the guitar player that just bounces in and says some shit. So that's three people now that have a part in this vocally.
This is too much.
God damn it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's ska just has a lot going on. And it's worse when you see it live in concert because there's 15 motherfuckers on the stage and they're all doing something different and they're all trying to put the song together and it just doesn't work.
And real quick, could you imagine... So let's say I have a band. I have a 4-piece band. We get done playing a show. We get paid $500. Hey, shit. You know, everybody gets $100 and, right. You know, we got some extra. You're in a ska band. Yep. You get paid $500. Oh, cool. I get $20.
Worth it.
Right.
Cool. Does not pay for my gas. And this trumpet is $100. You know, I don't know how trumpets, how much. I don't know. I assume something. They're like $200. I don't know.
Maybe.
It's like I have to repair my trumpet because some drunk guy fucking stepped on it trying to like skank in the pit.
Wow. All right. God damn it. Here we go.
Roll that beautiful sky footage.
Swing on planes, blessed to say, money ain't a thing. Club jumping like LeBron now. Holy, order me another round. Homie, we about to clown.
What?
Cause it's about to go down.
Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down. Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down.
Alright, I can't take another fucking chorus right now. Oh, God.
Who's your least favorite person in the band so far?
Probably the Michael J. Fox-looking motherfucker. It's okay, a tie between him. You know, it's a tie between him and the plaid dude playing the fucking BC Rich right there.
I'm 100% down on the guitar player. Just his fake happy face the whole time. Yeah. Like, I really want to fight that guy so bad.
Yeah. See, and... I'm tied between the guitar player and the chick singer because I guarantee you the only reason why she's in this band is because she wanted to be in a band. I bet she couldn't even name any punk band, ska band, anything. She just wanted to be the pretty girl in the band and she wanted to sing her little heart out.
Wow.
And then that dipshit on the guitar being like, hey guys, I'm the guitar player. I'm so happy to be here.
These people played, this group of people played in high school band together, and she played the clarinet or something. Like, she was the chick that she let the fucking,
the fucking triangle dude finger in the back of the band.
Oh, every single one of these guys has tried to get in her pants. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
She looks like Down syndrome Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yes, especially in this freeze frame. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
It's probably the wife of, like, one of the dudes. Probably the bass player or the guitar player or something. And it's... I've seen a few bands where it's like a husband and wife, and the wife is the singer.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously you have, like, more people in the band. It's always, like, a really weird dynamic. And because the husband and wife are always the boss of the band. Because, I mean, you have two... When you're in a band, every... Ideally, well, not ideally, but how it's supposed to go, everybody has a say. Sometimes you designate certain people and be like, you're too retarded to say, have a vote. You just shut the fuck up. We know you don't have anything. But when you have two people who have most of the power, it becomes a dictatorship, and it always fails because they always have bad ideas.
Yeah.
They always, like, make bad decisions. So this band... whatever, party like it's whatever, 100% guarantee they are no longer a band. And they haven't been for quite some time because this video looks like it's from 2013. So, you know, it's just a, it's not even a lady. It's not even like a being a lady thing as a problem. It's being a couple thing. And that's what you see in a lot of bands with female singers and stuff. And Once you establish that power and get it, and then you start firing people, because once you fire the first guy, that's a disposable spot. So once you fire the bass player that was there first, you can just plug and play. That's, nobody gives a fuck about that guy anymore. You can just replace the guy every 6 months who gives a shit, and then it becomes a problem.
Well, now that you meant,
maybe I'm wrong.
Well, now that you mention all that, didn't Gwen Stefani, from our part in the show here, didn't Gwen Stefani date, like, the guitar player or the bass player or something
that,
at one time?
The dark complected guy?
Yeah. So that tracks, Pepper. That tracks, because they had band problems whenever all that started and people were leaving and, you know, they were finding new bandmates and all that shit. And I think he wound up leaving because of it. And coming back later on, I think. But it tracks, absolutely. Well, everything you just said is 100% true.
Yeah.
All right. It's so we've tough. Got... Yeah, man. This whole fucking song
is
tough.
And I looked it up that they formed in 2013. They're no longer together. Care to take a guess as far as how long they lasted?
2014.
I'm going to say 2013.
Nope. They made it 4 years. Together, they
wow.
The last post they made on Twitter was August 4th, 2017, and they were promoting a free concert.
A free concert,
yeah, yeah. Of course they were. Yeah,
they don't get.
I don't mean to laugh.
They don't get back. Together and play like local like festivals or brew parties or anything. Like
I
that?
Have no idea, because even their website, that it's copywritten. Last time it was copywritten was in 2017, so they're done.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
That guy on the saxophone, he's beating work off with a fucking steel bat. Like, that guy, he gets requests to play saxophone all over the place. There's no way. Like, that guy's way too busy to be in this shitty band. The trumpet guy who also raps, dude. You know how many people need a fucking trumpet player in their band? The guy...
No one?
He quit his day job. He quit his day job because his little brass farty lips just are carrying him to the promised land.
Yeah, I was going to say every ska band, probably. All right, we got a minute problem. Left.
Everything's a problem.
Let's power... Yeah, exactly. That's Scott. Let's power through this last minute unless something ridiculous happens. There's always a possibility in Scott.
Yeah, right. All right, here we go. I'm getting to bed. You better move. You better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember. I'll be the one. You won't forget. It's going down. I'm getting to bed. Remember. right, so I just noticed it. I didn't even pay attention to it in the other parts of the choruses. But did the heavy distorted guitar come in every other time too?
I guess I didn't notice.
Because it sounded a little out of place at the end right there. I don't know.
Too much going on for me to notice, I guess.
Exactly. That's what I'm
saying. I was really hoping in the video that there would be a car that just careened and just plowed them all down.
Yeah. Mm. And they kept that footage in the music video,
Teresa. That would have been great. Yeah. Then I would like ska.
That is kind of ska. Yeah.
And I do want to say
so
that
she
I
was.
Think... Oh. Okay. No, I was just going to say that I think it's a gross misstep on their part that instead of party, like it's dot, 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 that it should have been scardy, like it's dot, 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 because they always have to incorporate ska in their stupid fucking names to let you know that they're a ska band.
Damn. You should be like the ska consultant.
I should be.
Whenever a ska band needs to create a name.
Yeah. I'm your person.
The ska consultant.
Yeah, what was that shit whenever we brought the AI, like we made a ska cover of Jolene by Dolly Parton. And Jody called it Scolly Parton.
Oh man.
Anyway.
So one thing that pissed me off at the end is I realized that she was wearing the girl lead singer was wearing a homemade t-shirt that I believe said hi. Mm-hmm. It was just a white t-shirt that was colored with Sharpie and it said hi. Yeah. Which is very 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 ska. That is super ska. That's as ska as you can get. Homemade white t-shirt with just a retarded, like, word on it. Mm. Like, it's just, that's ska, you know? And it's not, there's not much you can say about it other than, that's ska, brother. That's
except,
ska.
I will say...
You ska what you get, you know?
Well, and I'm a little disappointed that, you know, there's no fedoras. There's no pin ties. I mean, they're wearing the checkered shoes. They got that down. But it's just like, where's the true
this
ska?
This is new age ska, Teresa. You don't understand. You don't understand. Like, we have evolved from, you know, the checkerboard belt and checkerboard shoes and shitty ties and fedoras and stuff. Now we wear this other equally gay shit. Like, whatever they had on. I don't know.
Like, yes, thrift store clothes.
Advanced gayness.
Yeah.
Well, funny story. I thought it was punk rock. I mean, you said that making marker t-shirts was ska. So I once made a band t-shirt out of blue painter's tape and a permanent marker when the band that I was in didn't have any merch. I just wrote the band name on a piece of tape and stuck it on the shirt.
Well,
I thought that was punk rock as fuck. Yeah,
but that's kind of cool. But did you just do high on your shirt?
No, it was the like band H-I? Name. We wrote the band name.
Yeah. Okay. No, yeah. No, so, no. Not nearly as gay. Mm.
Yeah. Well,
not completely not gay. But
that song was super gay.
Less gay.
That song was super gay, Pepper.
Yeah. That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty confident going into the voting this week.
Yeah, Pepper, you brought the smoke.
Right. See, you did bring the smoke, Pepper, but here's the thing. We touched on this a couple episodes ago, maybe last episode, I can't remember. I'm a believer in covers don't win shitty song of the year. Always have been, right?
Yeah. This is so I'll be the first one to say this is not my shitty song of the year. This is not what I would put out as shitty song of the year. I'm cooking, okay? I'm cooking on that, and you know every year I fucking put a lot of thought into it, except for last year because I didn't participate at all. But every other year besides that, I put a lot of effort into trying to come up with the one that will be the shittiest song of the year. And I failed every time. You know how that's why I took last year off, because I was so goddamn disappointed in myself. I said, you know what? We're going to spend this whole year just training. And listening to shitty music and figuring out the formula to win shitty song of the year. So I've been cooking for 18 fucking months, okay? And now, guess what you guess what you made? A fucking monster. That's what I am right now. And I'm ready to conjure up and find the shittiest song of all time to win shittiest song of the year. And that's the bottom line, brother. Don't ever fucking forget it.
All right. Well, see, I was going to say, before you threw out your WCW promo right there. Yeah, it was. So I'm a believer that that covers don't win shitty song of the year, right? And sometimes they make it pretty far in the running, and sometimes they get knocked out right off the bat. I've got full confidence that this song will probably go pretty far. Yeah, I'm not going to say it's going to win shitty song of the year or anything, but I do believe that this cover will make it pretty far for sure. Yeah, I think you got us this week, Pepper.
Except now I just want a training montage of Pepper over the course of 18 months, just listening to shitty music and being like,
no,
yes,
to this song specifically, a training montage,
lifting CDs.
All right, so what we need to do is we need to clip the Rocky moment when he's training and he's running through Philadelphia chasing chickens and running up the steps and shit.
Yeah.
We need to dub this song over it and put Pepper's face on Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, dude, just text me tomorrow. I'll give you – I have a lot to do at work. I'm really, really, really busy. But I can carve out, 5 minutes to give you, workout footage montage footage shit.
Please
let me know.
Please do it.
We'll do it.
Please do it. Yeah, definitely do that. Definitely do that.
I'll do it at lunch. I'll bring a different shirt and fucking do the whole thing.
Yeah, so having said all that, I believe you brought the smoke this week, Pepper. I mean, it's a combined effort between me and Teresa, but my life's been pretty hectic the last couple of weeks, so I haven't really been able to put my full attention into it. So I let her pick the song and do the things. And I didn't say she dropped the ball or anything. I'm just saying that.
Exactly that.
Oh, yeah, I did say that, didn't I? Yeah, I'm trying to backpedal here, Teresa. I'm trying to fix it. So I'm saying that
bicycles work, brother.
Yeah, so I'm saying that there are way worse, shittier ska songs out there than either of these two.
I agree.
I just feel like you picked the worst one than what we have, and I think you might have the upper hand.
I feel like we don't
have, even though it's a cover,
we don't have the artistic or emotional battery to dive into ska to find the true bottom.
No.
I feel like it would kill us if we tried to do that.
You guys remember the Ocean Gate thing, right? The fucking homemade tin can that went 15,000 leagues under the sea and imploded on itself? That would be what it was like to look for the shittiest ska. Okay. I'm spent. Ska fucks my head up too bad.
You're welcome.
I can't process it. It's just a lot going on. We've said it a couple times. I honestly think Pepper has the upper hand. I'm going to stand by what we have and say that ours is worse than yours.
Yeah.
I'll be lying. I think Pepper wins this week.
I will say, but if it's not you put baseline to baseline. Oh, I guess that does make it worse. I was about to say baseline to baseline. The Gwen Stefani one has a way better baseline, but I guess that's not what we're judging. Shit.
Yeah. All right. So if you think that No Doubt and Gwen Stefani and the Toothache Wisdom Tooth song that she didn't even write, she just regurgitated it from her brother.
Also pretty good.
Eric Stefani, which sounds like a fake name. If you think that one was worse, what was the song called? Ache?
Ache.
Right? Ache. Yeah. If you think that one was worse, vote for that one. If you think Pepper's submission with Party Like It's...
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. Yeah, I keep forgetting that part. Yeah, dude, that was just a big pile of Pitbull Kesha ska shit.
And if you're not convinced, watch the video.
Yeah, the band. I wonder if there are any other ska versions of that song, because I think that might be the worst one if there are
more. I'm sure there has.
There's no way.
If you think that one was worse, vote for that one, guys. But yeah, man, I'm spent. I don't even know where to go with that. I hope us the best, Teresa.
I hope us the best too. Give us one vote at least, one pity vote.
Right. Yeah,
I'll
give
vote
us at
for
least
you.
One pity vote.
Okay, thank you.
We've got three ways to vote now, though, y'all. So you can give us a pity vote on each one. You can vote on the website shittysong.show, or you can vote on Discord. Link will be in the show notes, or you can vote on Twitter. Normally, it comes from Twitter, Teresa's Twitter at Treads SSOTW.
Oh, yeah.
So go over there and vote. Yeah. So at least give us one pity vote on each of those.
Just one.
Platforms.
Just one.
Yeah. Good job, Pepper.
Yes,
thanks for coming on,
thank
dude.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks, man. Thanks for inviting me back on. Everybody go check out History Buffs. It's a fucking history podcast. We talk about sick-ass history shit. And if you want to email us, it is historybuffs228@gmail.com. Just fucking email us whatever, dude. We don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get your dose of history. And it's a great show.
Yeah.
It is. It really is a great show. I listen to it sometimes.
We talked about Kellogg this week.
The cereal guy.
It's a lot.
He is a lot.
I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. If you want to know more about the Kellogg guy,
listen to History.
Go to History Buffs and check it out. Yeah.
Don't jerk off, dude.
All right. Well, that's all I got till next week, Teresa. So I've been Red.
And I'm Teresa.
God bless. Get some pussy.
Later.
Bye.
Head on over to shittysong.show, Nick, where you can access past Shitty Song of the Year winners, where you can vote and see weekly poll results. If you'd like to support the show, go to patreon.com/SSOTW to gain access to the $5 shitbox tier. Every Sunday, you'll gain early voting access and a video version of the show. You'll also get weekly hidden tracks, random shit blanket episodes, and so much more. Reach out to us on Twitter at RedSSOTW and at TreadsSSOTW. And don't forget to join the Shitty Song of the Week Discord server to submit song suggestions, chat about the show, hang out with us and other fans of Shitty Song of the Week.